because the all of the carbons are the same. So if you take the whole molecule and you rotate it by 1/6, then you get the same thing back. And so I found a matrix, this matrix T here, which when it operates on a vector, it just rotates them. When it operates on this vector, it pushes them all up and takes the one at the top and puts it at the bottom. That's what this matrix does. And if you multiply this matrix by itself, you get the translation operator squared. And what this does is pushes the elements of the vector up two, or takes the top two of them and brings it down to the bottom. Now, if we were to find the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of this first matrix, then they would also be eigenvectors of the second matrix, because T squared is just applying T twice, and the eigenvalues don't change when you apply the operator to it. So these two would have the same eigenvectors. And we can keep going and taking T.